and Dave in the morning.
Welcome along. If you missed our breakfast show, this is a great chance for you to catch up, recap in the podcast. Before we do, though, hello, Dave.
Hello, sunshine.
What a absolute baller of a week. First week back, too.
And then we're back on holidays again.
Oh, for a couple of days, Daydream Island. You can't complain with that, right?
How good is that for a staycation? You don't have to go around the world to, say, the Greek islands. We've got everything right in our backyard.
I'm looking forward to having rest, looking at the beautiful water.
Mm.
We're feeding the fish, I believe, in the live aquarium. We're going to hang out with some of our listeners, having dinner, lunch, like the whole thing. So,
how are you going to go feeding the fish? Because last time we did that, you freaked out.
I freak out when it's in the ocean.
Right.
Because flapping fish in the ocean attracts bigger fish who want to eat the flapping fish.
You were up to your knees from
Doesn't
the shoreline.
I've seen Jaws. And that movie has scarred me for life, honestly.
Is that the reason why you won't go swimming in the ocean?
I will not go in the ocean.
See, I thought it was something traumatic.
No, it's just sharks in general.
Right.
I don't like sharks.
Okay.
I mean, they're actually beautiful creatures. I just don't want to be near them.
Okay.
You can shark that way. Take your little shark booty and swim that way. Thank you.
So,
no, thanks.
So if we ended up, if I took you out to say,
don't even say
Adelaide.
It. Don't even say it.
No? Okay.
Not even going to happen. Not swimming with sharks, doing nothing like that.
What if I bought you a baby shark?
And then all those attacks we had in the Whitsundays a couple of years ago just increased my fear. So it's like, no, thank you. No,
okay.
No.
So that's one animal you won't have at your place.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
All right. See, I thought it was something like when you were a kid, you were in the ocean and, you know, there was a shark around near you. And so it freaked you out so much.
Let's do the math.
Yeah.
Jaws came out in the 70s.
Yeah.
Right. As a kid, 5, 6 years of age, I remember family members watching Jaws. So from the age of 5 and 6,
right,
I've never gone in the ocean.
Okay.
I'll go for a walk along the beach. All that sort of stuff, but I will never, ever go for a swim in.
What about the movie Sharknado?
No.
Where they didn't make it, they went from the ocean.
The only thing believable about that is that that chick, what's her name? Tara.
Reid.
Tara Reid.
Yeah.
I met her in Mackay. Tara Reid is the worst actress ever. Like, that's the only thing that movie confirmed. Nothing about sharks falling from the sky. Can you believe Tara Reid came to Mackay?
Didn't she go to a nightclub with you?
Yeah.
And partied on.
I have a photo with her. I think it was Main Street Nightclub.
Yeah, wow. Mm. On Victoria Street.
Long time ago, which is now the library.
Yes. Do you still get phone calls from her?
Yeah, because we're best mates.
Yeah, well, I'm just asking the question.
Saying, hey, come along and watch Sharknado with me. No, thank you, Tara. Terrible movie.
You blocked the number, that's why.
Actually, I'm going to use Tara Reid as my next podcast, as my next thing on TikTok that I do, the series that I do.
Oh, look, if you're not friends or follow Jay's TikTok account, it is well worth it. I have to give it to you. That is the best thing you've ever done.
It's called It's Me, Jay, the podcast. The TikTok. And we give you clues and hints about people we've interviewed over the years, some of the best, worst, and in between. And I feel like Tara Reid deserves a mention.
Okay. Done.
I got a grope from Tara Reid all those years back.
That meant nothing to you?
Meant absolutely nothing. And you wasted that on me. You're welcome, Tara Reid. You're welcome.
I get the feeling that you're not the only one she's groped.
Oh, no. But this is long before that whole Me Too thing came into swing.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, that was when you could smoke in nightclubs.
Oh, geez, that is going back.
A long, long time ago when we were all politically incorrect, and I gave her a hug and she's like, hey, babe, and she literally grabbed me on the backside.
Okay. All right.
So
sorry,
even
Tara.
Even if I wanted to sue her for her $3.50 that she made from Sharknado, I'm not even interested. I just want to say that I got groped from Tara Reid. Anyway.
I'd get a t-shirt with that made on it.
I'd make more money out of the shirt than she did in that movie. Hey, if you missed the podcast, here it is. We were talking about Kmart's very weird purchase of a dog paw cleaner.
Yeah, because that is exactly what it looks like, a paw cleaner.
$10, and it looks like something you would buy at an adult shop. I'm not lying. If you want to see the video, it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
which tells me our listeners are dirty, dirty people. because we had 10,000 views on that video yesterday.
Really?
Like 40-something shares, a couple of hundred, you know, likes and comments.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, maybe that's telling us something that we should probably look at the adult stuff more, a little more closely sometimes, you know?
Well, let's just say there is a rule of thumb. Yeah. You play where your listeners play.
Exactly right.
So we're all playing at Kmart now.
Yep, you dirty, dirty, dirty people. Yeah. And I love it. I did see, though, and I wonder, my question is this. I'm wondering whether Aldi will have the same sort of things for sale, because yesterday I had one of the publicity companies call me and say, there's an official date now for opening.
Yeah.
We heard you guys talking about it.
It's sure.
May 15.
Okay.
And I'm wondering whether they're going to have the Aldi Best Buys, similar stuff to Kmart, you know?
In the knockoff bin.
Yeah.
So even cheaper.
Well, they have some really good stuff at Aldi. Like, this is no commercial for them.
Yeah.
Because, please, as if they need to spend advertising. Everyone's talking about them. You and I drove to Rockhampton that time to buy stuff from Aldi.
That is true. And I think we did okay with the amount of purchases we had for the trip down there. Mm. It actually made it worthwhile, didn't it?
Well, we had to buy stuff for listeners, and we had a list of things to buy, and there was like metal lunch boxes, and can you buy us these thongs, and can you buy us this, and can you buy us that?
Yeah.
So things that we, obviously, there's a market in Australia where people are like, oh, we would love it if we had this thing for sale.
Yeah.
No one else is selling it. So Elder's like, you know what? We'll look after that. We'll sell that for you.
Okay. So they got dog paw washers?
Well, that's one thing that I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
But
what about those massagers, the battery-operated massagers?
What are they?
Well, you see some of those things you can get from Kmart. They look a bit dodgy too.
What are they? What, massagers?
Yeah. They're like these cylindrical things.
Yeah.
And they are for your back, apparently.
Okay. You're not really selling it to me. Tell me more about it.
Well, they look a lot like a female toy. You've not seen those before?
No, I've never seen those.
Oh, my
before.
God. Just go through Kmart.
What is Kmart doing? Are they moonlighting or something?
I don't know. This was a couple of years back. So I don't know if they've actually been taken off the shelves or they've been sold out.
For somebody who doesn't know a lot about it, Dave seems to know a lot about it. They're cylindrical. They run on batteries. I don't know anything about them, but they run on batteries. They don't use voltage, PowerPoint voltage.
Well, I'll assume not.
That could be dangerous, right?
Yeah, we're running on thin ice here, to be honest with you.
I don't care.
Talking about this sort of stuff.
I want to be there at Aldi's opening.
Yeah, that'd be
That's
nice.
That's probably not the right word to be using at the same time. The grand opening, May 15th.
Oh, my God. Let's just wrap this up now.
Beaconsfield Road, Andergrove. We'll see you there. We'll have a see if there's any paw washers for sale that they've ripped off from Kmart.
Yeah. And back massages.
Triple M Footy lives on Listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call. Oh!
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a Thursday morning without the Chicken Man, Steve Jacko Jackson. Mate, good morning to you.
Jacko.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just having a bit of a giggle because I'm looking at the list here.
Yeah.
You give me, so I circle all my tips down.
Yeah.
And you said you've gone a roughie with the doggies.
Yes, I have, yeah.
And it's not even on there. I'm thinking, well, the doggies are boy, but you've only got seven games, so yeah, You've left me short. Look, see, this is the red flag's flying again.
This is what I'm saying. Like, he can't count for the life of him, hence the reason he always wins his bloody tips.
Okay. Bulldogs Knights.
You know what? What I've always said is corrupt. Messi is corrupt.
Yes.
Messi is corrupt.
It is.
So he's got it all over the joint. You don't know where he is. I don't want to look.
You know what? I always win that way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're a bloody cheater.
I don't care.
You're a cheater. That's what it is.
It's Bulldogs and the Knights on Sunday.
And why would you say that you're going for the upset with the Bulldogs?
Well,
they're going okay, mate.
The Dogs
are going okay.
Oh, look, they're playing well. They're just not getting those wins.
I know, but they're not far away from one, and yeah. And nights hot and cold, and that's what we're seeing so far this year is hot and cold teams. You bank your money on Penrith and the Storm like you usually do, but yeah. Other sides are up and down. My Raiders are sitting on third, and Broncos are on 10th, and Cowboys are on 4th. That's the game around this week, you think?
You would have to think. It's
the Sharks?
It's a 50-50 call. The Sharks sitting in first place on the ladder. The Cowboys are playing outstanding footy as well, Jay.
Well, we'll see how we go. Kyle Felt's on the air with us tomorrow, so we'll see how he's feeling about those statements. He just got the top try scorer of the Cowboys.
So who did he overtake? Matty Bowen, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was Mango. Good on Mango, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, look, Kyle Felt, what I've always liked him. He's safe, you know. Like he's got a good set of hands. He's like an extra fullback being on that wing. He assists his fullback big time, and he does all the hard runs. And who cannot forget? We got something in common. Scoring tries in grand finals.
You and Felty. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I think he does it. Yours is spectacular too. I'll give you that.
He's still eating free meals on that whole thing.
my try's probably been played the most out of any try. So I'll get free meals. So I bet you I've got more free meals than Felty. Well, that's 34 years.
I feel like you're probably just a couple of years older than Kyle Felt.
Where's your bronze statue, by the way? Just for that try.
Sure. Now, we got the little plaque on the ground at the Suncorp Stadium. That's a lovely thing to have there.
Have you really?
Well, every State of Origin player for Queensland has their plaque on the ground out front. Where Wally's statue is there.
Yeah.
So I'm number 67th player to play State of Origin.
Wow.
And now I think
who's number 69?
Up to 300 and...
not Jacko.
No, I'll tell you who it is. Mick McLean. Michael McLean is number 69.
He doesn't get a free meal. He gets something else, doesn't he?
Enough. So I did hear a commentator the other day say that our players, NRL players of today, are a lot fitter and more stricter with their regime compared to 20, 30 years ago. Would you agree with that?
Oh, that's everything in life.
Okay.
Everything in sport, especially, is they're athletes now, mate. The rules of the games have changed a hell of a lot, but still, they've got the police, the state police rugby league championship here in Mackay. Did you know that? At Makepies.
Yes. Yeah.
I was just saying to the boys, I'll give them a bit of a rev up before the game, and I said, boys, in 1908 compared to now, the rules on the field have changed a lot, but the actual way to win a game hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Hold the ball and don't miss tackles.
Yeah. It's a different time as well. I mean, they're professional athletes. They get paid lots of money to just do that. Whereas in your day, you had to supplement that with a full-time job behind the garbage truck, right?
Totally, yeah. So we were becoming semi-professional in the early 90s. When I went to Canberra in 1986, it was like I was still playing in Mackay.
Yeah, right.
You trained three times a week, you worked, and then you'd play on that weekend. But now it's you get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, you finish at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Monday to Friday, and then you play on the weekend. So it's just a full-time job now, and they want to be better because they train all day. They're so fit.
But then you've got the added pressures of like social media and everybody invested in your life as a rugby league player these days. Was it the same for you back in the day without the social media?
Well, we probably would have been in jail if we had the social media and the phones back in our day. Sorry to say, but...
Well, some of the stories you've told us over the years, we can't repeat.
Rugby league players, men in general, just rogues. We're just rogues at times and make wrong choices as young men. But these days, they've got to be squeaky clean. You know, they're in the public eye and they're role models to young kids and they've really got to toe the line. And Luttrell, you know, what he's been doing is nothing compared to what was done 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But
they're roasting him for it, though.
Yeah, and it's just his character and his... And, I feel sorry for him, you know. And I know he made some bad choices, but who hasn't made bad choices in their life? He's a young man and they got him up on a pedestal. They're treating him as like the king. And when your ego's like that... Sometimes it is hard to make them right choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, speaking of right choices, did Dave make a right coffee for you this morning? I noticed he made your coffee. Does it taste right?
That tastes okay. You give me one more. What was that, a tablespoon of sugar? I wanted one little sugar, but you got this. Tastes pretty sweet, but no, it's good.
I like it.
I appreciate your efforts.
As you can see, I don't do things in halves.
Me either. Me either.
Hear those. Hear that again on the listener app, my God. See, Jacko's tips were put onto our social media this morning. Jacko, it's always good to see you, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Hooray for
Theatrical Thursday.
It's been a long time since we've donned wigs for Theatrical Thursday.
Yeah, it has
been. Have you noticed?
Yeah. I feel like the wigs should make a return. I'm wearing a long redhead wig this morning.
Yes, and you're looking
beautiful
with your red wig.
Yeah.
And your facial hair. It's stunning.
I know.
Absolutely stunning.
And you're wearing some blonde monstrosity on your head, too.
Yeah. I look like a little bit of that scene from There's Something About Mary.
No, you look like... Who do you look like?
A really...
Billy Idol.
Fat bit of...
Who
Billy
let
Idol.
Himself go.
Yeah.
So... Today's Theatrical Thursday. Have you seen the movie This Is 40?
No.
Oh, man, great movie.
Who's in it?
Great movie. Paul Rudd's in it.
Oh, I have not seen that. I like him.
A couple other actresses as well. This scene that I've chosen, though, it is doing the rounds on TikTok, on social media again. It's when Debbie, who's the mum of Sadie, goes to school and confronts one of the school bullies because he made this hot list and her daughter, Debbie's daughter, was not on the hot list.
So she's not hot.
She's, well, the daughter, in the mother's eyes, probably is.
Right.
But she's like, why didn't you put my daughter on the hot list? And the kid's name is Joseph.
Yeah.
So you're going to play Joseph.
Okay.
And because apparently I'm a bit of a bitchy person, I can play the mother.
No. You're not, are you?
I know you find that surprising.
Very.
You're lucky we're on the air, because I want to say a couple of expletives there. So. Ready to give it a crack?
Yes, I think.
All right. So this is the scene at the school where the mum is approaching the bully child. Hey! Hey, you!
What's up?
I'm Sadie's mom.
Sadie,
the one that you talk with on the internet?
Nah, man, that ain't me.
Well, it was you. I saw your picture. Why am I sounding like I'm from Texas? Did you make a hot list and not put Sadie on the hot list?
Yeah, she was not on my list, no.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make my own hot list, and you know what? You're not going to be on it. How does that feel?
Doesn't bother me. I'm comfortable with the way I am.
Maybe you shouldn't be so comfortable with yourself. You know why? You look like a miniature Tom Petty.
Why have I not seen this movie?
Oh, my God, it's so funny. Sorry. How does that feel, huh? You think that haircut's cool? It's not. It looks like you put your Justin Bieber wig on backwards. You still feel comfortable with yourself? Why are you wearing that tank top, huh? So you can show off your bald pits, you hairless wonder. Cool tank top, man. So next time you think about writing something nasty on my daughter's Facebook page, just remember me. Remember me. I'll come down here and I will you up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What? Wait a minute. Are you crying?
Just let me go.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not in my right head right now.
I understand. My mum's going through menopause too. It's a hard time.
What did you say?
You're going through menopause?
I'm not going through menopause. I'm not going through... Oh, my God. I'm not going to go through menopause for another 20 years. I'm pregnant, you little bitch. God
damn. Okay. What is this movie called? I've got to see this.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have laughed throughout the whole thing. It is the funniest movie ever. It's called This Is 40.
This Is 40.
This Is 40. So okay. Relatable. So relatable.
Is it on streaming services?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul, it's been out for years.
All right. What's going to go on the weekend?
Oh, it's so good. You look like a miniature Tom Petty.
Just a Bieber wig backwards. How can you tell?
Oh, my God. It is, it's a great... If you don't know the clip, just go on TikTok. Every second person's using it at the moment for some reason, so... Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God, I just had another look at you. You look like a librarian with the glasses and the red hair.
Where is your card? Return those books!
Shakira, our roadie, she's having a baby. We've told you about that. We're sure she's going to name it Jason David.
Dave or Jave?
Yeah, Jave.
Jave.
Sounds pretty
Jave,
good.
Jave, I think that's probably the best one to go with.
Yeah, but yeah. It does mean she leaves an empty spot driving around the car for the roadies.
Absolutely. So for the last few weeks, we've been trialing people and auditioning people and getting to know people to fill that role. And today we meet the person who's successful. I will say young Ellie is joining us. Ellie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
Strap yourself in. It's a hell of a ride.
This morning that came about, I was halfway up the stairs in my nerves and realised I hadn't put any underwear on, so we're off to a good start.
Well, you're with friends because we've never worn underwear. So.
How would you know that about me, though? You wouldn't know that about me.
You told me.
It's a very close studio. Yeah. Very, very close.
So tell us a bit about yourself. Like, you from Mackay, Whitsunday? Like, what's the Ellie story?
No, well, don't hold it against me, but yeah. I'm actually a Victorian girl originally. I was a journalist many, many moons ago.
Yeah. Were you really?
Yeah, I was. And I actually, this is a little bit full circle because I did my work experience, my very first work experience at Triple M in Melbourne.
Mm. There you go.
But my motivation was a little bit different back then because Matthew Richardson from Richmond Football Club was working there at the time, and I had a massive crush. So that was my motivation for going there at the time.
Right.
Now, not so much. You guys, as beautiful as you are, probably not the same draw card. But I love you anyway.
You know how to butter people up.
I really do. I'm charming, if nothing else.
We can tell.
Yeah.
Look, you're going to be a great fit for The Breakfast Show because in our trial, we did audition, and we were giving each other hell in that audition as well, so I feel like from day one you're a shoo-in. So
the banter was on,
yeah.
And I did forewarn you that your bleep button needs to be ready because I do swear a lot.
Well, they put us in.
Keep you on your toes.
This breakfast show is in delay. Like we are 30 seconds in delay.
Oh, good.
For very reason. So because our boss does not trust us, rightfully so, because I've heard what comes out of the speakers half the time. So
yeah.
So starting Monday.
Yes, I am.
Are you feeling nervous, excited? What's the feeling for Ellie?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited to get out and meet everybody and, you know, see what else there is to do with Sugar in Mackay.
Yeah, yeah.
I see you hang your hat on that.
Yes.
Is Ellie a coffee drinker in the morning or are you just grumpy?
No, I am already six coffees deep. I'm pretty sure I can see, like,
that's
inside
good.
Out with time right now. Like, yeah, there's a whole lot going on here.
Well, we can't wait to have you part of the team. Are you up for a challenge? Are you up for doing things?
I love being thrown in the deep end.
Okay.
Sink or swim.
Can we just get that off the logger? And if we do something, she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to play that back to you, Ellie. I'm going to play that back to you.
Hold it against
you. No, look, we can't wait to have you part of the team. It's going to be a lot of fun starting Monday. Ellie in our Triple M Street Patrol, welcome to the team.
Thank you so much, guys.
And it's good that you signed the indemnity form as well. So I think we're right.
And I'll remember my knickers on Monday. It's Triple M.